Right. So, once again, we find ourselves looking at a clock that says 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another, very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this committee, and as I sit down and glance up at my television set, I notice that Goodbye, Mr. Chips is on, starring Peter O'Toole. Well, that's great and all. And I would normally try to watch this, but it is a musical. I'm not a big fan of musicals. I'm a huge fan of Peter O'Toole, and I'm a huge fan of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. Oh. Yummy, yummy. But it's so hot. Gotta let that tea cool down a little bit. Alright, so, Peter O'Toole. My favorite Lawrence of Arabia. Why can't Lawrence of Arabia be on instead? Who knows? Well, maybe. Today is Peter O'Toole Day, and they're going to show all the Peter O'Toole movies on TCM. Let's check the schedule. Well, no. Coming up next is The Great Waltz, which is also pretty good. It's kind of a story about Johann Strauss. And then coming up after that, Fiddler on the Roof. Another classic. But I've seen it recently. Oh, I might watch part of it. It's so depressing, though. It's such a depressing film. And then after that, The Student Prince. Wait, do I know that film? It says, Prince Carl goes to university in Heidelberg, sows wild oats, and falls in love with an innkeeper's niece. I'm not remembering what film that is. And then after that, The Wedding Night with Gary Cooper. And then at 2 a.m., Equinox Flower, a Japanese film that I would like to watch, but that's going to be on right as I want to go to bed. So, yeah. So much for Lawrence of Arabia. No Lawrence of Arabia on today. So what's on later tonight on my Archer channel? Oh yes, we do have Archer tonight. We've got the last two episodes of Dreamland. and then the syndication starts over. So we got two episodes of Dreamland and then the pilot and then the second episode. So I'll probably watch Dreamland. And then, I don't know if I'll watch the other two episodes, but who knows, there probably won't be anything else on. Today is another unexciting day. I am basically snowed in. Not really. I mean, I could get out and go drive around if I was so inclined. I just don't really have anywhere to go. And so I'm not going to take the risk of driving around. Because yesterday we sort of had a blizzard, or at least we were on the edge of a blizzard, and it got snowy. And it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, so all that snow is going to melt. And when I say warm, I mean warm. Maybe we should check the Weather Channel. Last I heard, it was going to hit 53 degrees. And now my TV doesn't want to work properly. Come on, give me the Weather Channel. Weather Channel, give me some weather. Here we go. It's not that cold out. The TV is telling me that it's 26 degrees, but I just looked at my thermometer a minute ago and it was just barely freezing. All right. They're not showing local weather. They're showing stupid weather from other places. And the jet stream is dipping down again, and it's just sort of hitting where I am. Are we going to get another big storm this weekend? Who knows? So apparently, all the snow is going to melt, and then we're just going to have another storm. So, oh, that'll be interesting. And so we got a talking head and a nice, some kind of thermal map, a local radar map. This is a very busy screen. I kind of like it. It's a lot of information being presented to me. Oddly enough, none of the information is the information I need to know. So somebody give me some data. Give me some information. Looks like they're thinking it's going to be a little bit cooler than they thought, and they're pushing the warm, warm weather back until Thursday. What is today? Today is Tuesday. The air quality is going to be good tomorrow, they're telling me. Well, that's great and all, but, you know, that's not really what I'm concerned with. I need to know how warm that air is going to be. Are we going to have lots of water? It's going to be a very melty day. Lots of water. I wonder how that's going to affect Herrenhaven. I'm going to get a big influx of water, and that'll raise the ice, probably cause the ice to crack in some places. And so they're still not getting to any relevant information to me. They're showing me footage of Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, apparently this is the first time it's ever snowed in Boston. Excuse me, Boston. It never snows in Boston, apparently. So they're acting all shocked. Oh, we're shocked that it snowed here in Boston. I'll tell you, that never ever happens around here. When it gets crazy, when the weather gets crazy here, we just go, yeah, typical. All right, so they're showing me some overnight temperatures. Oh, it looks like it's going to get down to 24 degrees, and that's still pretty warm. I'm glad I won't have to sleep wearing a sweatshirt. And here we go, finally some temperatures for tomorrow. 42 degrees tomorrow, 52 degrees on Thursday, Friday 47, and then maybe a storm on the weekend. So, hooray! It's going to get very melting around here. I'm kind of excited about it in some weird way. Oh, you know what? I saw something funny yesterday. Something odd. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you know that I'm always interested in people, or I should say athletes, who have names that are related to the sport that they play. Sports autonyms, or sportonyms, as I sometimes like to call them. Well, yesterday I saw a real funny one. I thought, no, I must have hallucinated it. I was watching, you know, a replay of some football game, and there was some data scrolling across the bottom of the screen, something about the Australian Open. I wasn't paying any attention to it because I was watching the game and I don't care about tennis, until I thought I saw the name Tennis go across the screen. Like, there was some guy named Tennis, T-E-N-N-Y-S. And I thought, wait, did I just see what I thought I saw? And I waited for that information to come back around on that little scroll, but it didn't happen. And so I got up and I went into the other room, checked on the computer, and I did a search for that name plus Australian Open. And yes, sure enough, there is a guy named Tennis, and now I can't remember his last name. It was something like Sandberg, but I don't think that was it. Anyway, I thought, wow, a guy named Tennis playing tennis at a very high level. That's impressive. So if you see a guy named Tennis playing tennis, Tell him I said hi. Because I thought that was very interesting. I do enjoy people with names that are related to their job or their profession. There was a dentist here in town whose name was Payne. Payne. Dr. Payne, the dentist. Yeah, I always liked that one. He had an office there at, where was that? Was that on Leavenworth at like, oh, I can't, I can see the sign in my mind in the corner it was on, but yeah, oh well. So what else is going on? I'm just scrolling through the TV schedule again because, come on, it's Tuesday. It's always slow on Tuesday. What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I wonder if I got any mail. Oh, this will mean I need to get up. There we go. And let's look outside, see if there's any mailman footprints. Well, I'm looking out the window. And whereas there are no fresh footprints walking across my yard where the mailman likes to walk, there are rabbit tracks out there. I doubt a rabbit delivered any mail. But maybe we should go out and check. Maybe the mailman stuck to the sidewalk and stuff. So I'm putting on my shoes. Opening my door to the garage. In the garage. Open the garage door. Yeah, it's a bit cool as the garage door opens. But it's cool, but it's not windy. I'm out here. All the snow plows have just plowed more snow into my driveway. Let's open the mailbox. Oh, it's almost frozen over. Oh, I got one little thing. Shut the box back up. And here, look, there's my kitty looking out the window. The window that I was just looking out. My cat is now looking out. Hi, Pippa. Hi, everybody. Say hi to Pippa. Hi, babies. There's a baby in the window. All right, let's go back inside. And this piece of mail that I got is just junk mail. So what do we do with junk mail? Throw it in the recycling bin. Dump and close the garage door. Back into the house we go. Here's my kitty running up to greet me. Hi, baby. What are you doing? What's you doing, Pippa? Oh, I just want to smell my pants. Yeah, do they smell cold? Because it's cold outside. You're a good baby. And here she comes. Now she's back. Hi, what are you doing? Are you going to talk today? Do you want to talk on the radio? No, kitties don't want to talk on the radio today. I think she wants to do kitty blanket business. You want to do some banky business? Okay, come on, get on the banky. I'll pet you up. Oh, yeah, here she comes. Here's a good baby. Has to sit on my lap. Here you go. Get on that blanky. Yes, there's some banky for you. All right, so now my cat is going to veg out here on the blanket as I pet her. Oh, now something else has got her attention. Now she's watching TV. There's a commercial for, I don't know, almonds or something. What are you doing? My cat is walking around in circles. Okay, now she's deciding to sit down. All right, so we've got some cat business going on here. Can't go a day without doing a bunch of kitty stuff, that's for sure. And I just remembered something else. I have to get a prescription filled. I guess we'll do that tomorrow when it's nice and wet so we can go outside and get our shoes wet for no reason. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll call the pharmacy tomorrow and see what they're doing. That'll be something to do. Hooray. Maybe we'll go to the pharmacy on the show. Who knows? Oh, my God. We're not even halfway through this show yet, and I'm already out of things to talk about. But you know what's been irritating me recently, specifically last night? Oh, it pisses me off. I like this tea, though. Oh, it's so good. As I hiccup. Anyway, I'm sitting here and my nails are a little rough. I need to do my nails, work on them some more. I was doing my nails last night, trimmed them down, started sanding on them. And you know how it is. When you play musical instruments like I do, or like MJT does, I should ask MJT about emery boards. You end up having to do your nails a lot. So I was doing my nails last night, and some of my emery boards are a little bit worn out, and I want to go buy some more, but I have this thing about emery boards. I cannot find any really, really good ones. You know, you can find some, and they say, oh, these are professional emery boards, but they're still crap. And the other thing that I don't like is, how come they can't print the grit on the emery boards? Or how come they don't know the grit? You know the way sandpaper is. Sandpaper, it has grit. And it even is measurable. It is a quantifiable thing. 600 grit sandpaper is very fine. And the higher the number, the finer it is. The lower the number, the coarser it is. And let's face it, emery boards are just sandpaper, so why don't they know the grit? And why can't they print it on the damn emery board? And that's the one thing that annoys me is, you know, whenever I get new emery boards, I got to figure out which side is the coarse side, which side is the fine side, and I need like four different levels of grit. Because last night I did my nails with just one emery board, and it has ended up sort of leaving my nails kind of rough. I need another emery board, and I used to have one, but I wore it out. That's even finer, so I can, you know, put the final polish on my fingernails. But I don't know what is up. And I have been to multiple places trying to find good emery boards. You know, you can't just use the ones at the drugstore. I actually go to beauty supply houses, like Lee Beauty Supply. Although, you know what? I just realized, I think there's a nail supply house on 90th Street. Probably not even 2 miles away. Well, a little bit more than 2 miles. Isn't there, like, A&A Nail Supply at 90th and Grant? Near the Romeo's, my favorite Mexican pizza restaurant. Oh, good tea. I haven't been to Romeo's in a while. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a nail salon supply company there. I should go there and start complaining about emery boards, because my nails, although they are nice and short now, and in the proper condition, the edges are rough. I can still feel the grooves from the previous emery board. You know, now I'm wondering, what's the finest sandpaper I have? I think I only have some 600 grit. I need to get some 1200 and work on my nails. Oh, always worried about my fingernails. I mean, I have to worry about my nails more often than I would like, a few times a week. And I don't even play that much. You know, if you're a working classical guitarist, you got to probably do your nails every day before you play. I just hate my fingernails so much. It's just all this extra work I have to do. I don't know. Maybe this is the business I need to start. Tobes Emery Boards for Men. Or I guess there's no reason to be sexist about it, but it could just be Tobes Emery Boards for Musicians. Or just Tobes Professional Emery Boards. Yummy tea. Oh, yeah, so good. I'm loving this tea. But I'm going to need to make some more here in a little bit. So, yes, maybe I should start my emery board empire. Let me tell you how my emery boards will be different than the emery boards you can buy. First of all, they'll be pretty big. Like maybe, 10 inches long and an inch wide. Almost like a ruler. And then Then the emery boards will be double-sided and have different grits on both sides of the emery board. But underneath the grit, in very clear, you know, like 64-point type, you will see the number of the grit written right on the board, you know, repetitively. So you cannot ever miss it. You will know exactly what it is by looking at it. And then these emery boards will come in three packs, with each emery board being a finer grit than the previous one. So you have, you know, your whole three-stage sort of thing to deal with, and you end up with just like marble smooth fingernails. Unfortunately, these are probably going to be expensive. You will probably have to pay $5 or $6 for, you know, each set of three. Maybe they'll be color-coded. Well, they don't need to be color-coded if the grit number is, you know, right written right on it. Oh, and for professionals, for people who are like musicians and stuff who constantly need new emery boards, it'll be a subscription type thing where you estimate your emery board usage. And then you just sort of sign up for the service, like Dollar Shave Club. You automatically get sent new emery boards every, you know, like 3 months or 2 months or maybe once a month. And that service will cost, oh, what, 6 times 12? 60? Good math, Tobe. Yeah, so if you were to buy these in the store, a year's worth would cost you $72. But if you join my subscription service, it's only about $60. And you get new emery boards every month. So yeah. I'm overly concerned with fingernails. At least overly concerned with my fingernails. They're really, really bothering me right now. And, yeah, I'm so angry at my fingernails right now, I feel like going downstairs and getting a file. But no, that'll just tear them up even worse. That's the thing, you should never really use metal files on your fingernails. Well, you know, at least if you're a musician or whatever. If you're a real manly man, go ahead, use a file. It won't do you any harm. So anyway, that's my complaint about emery boards. Emery boards are the bane of my existence. Well, when I go to the drugstore to pick up my prescription in a couple days, maybe I'll look for some more emery boards, and I know I will. And I'll be standing there for an hour, and so various clerks and employees of the drugstore will go, "Can I help you?" And then I'll say, "Yeah, you got any emery boards?" As I'm standing there right in front of the emery boards. And they'll say, "Yeah, we have these." "Okay, thanks. You've been extremely helpful." Oh, I did that the other day. Actually, I wasn't being a jerk. I was trying to keep it light. But I went to the grocery store, in the evening. I went there at about 8 o'clock at night. It wasn't even that late. It was about 7:15. And I went to the grocery store because I wanted some bagels. And there's a bakery in my grocery store. They make bagels. And they're pretty good. They're not the greatest bagels I've ever had, but, you know, they're good enough. They're better than any of the frozen bagels you're going to buy in the freezer section. So I went to the store, and I went to the bakery, and I'm looking around, and they've got no bagels. And I realized, oh, it's because I got here too late. Oh, the bagels have been sold out. They don't make all that many. And so I'm standing there in the bakery, and I'm surrounded by bread. I got 85 different kinds of bread surrounding me. And the woman who was working in the bakery section, she comes over and she goes, "Can I help you find anything?" And I sat there and I went, yeah. Do you got any bread? And she just looks at me like I'm an idiot. It was so funny. I started laughing. And then she started laughing too. It's like, no, I was looking for some bagels, but I'm too late. And she looked around and says, yeah, we're out of bagels. But that's nothing. I happen to know a store secret. They keep store bagels somewhere else, too. And so I went over to the other end of the store, found me some bagels, some honey wheat bagels. And I've been eating those for a couple of days. I try to only eat one a day. And I ate one for breakfast this morning. Oh, honey wheat bagel with chive cream cheese. So the bagel itself, it was kind of a little bit sweet because it's, you know, honey wheat. And then there was the savoriness of the chive in the cream cheese. Mmm. Such a delicious bagel. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And I took my enzymes with it, too, so I had no problems eating it. And it was so good, I want to eat more. I still got, I think I bought 5 bagels. And I still got 2 left in the refrigerator. And boy, I should stop thinking about that, because I just ate. I just had a salad, but it didn't seem very substantial. And now I'm kind of wondering, do I want to eat some more? Do I want to eat a bagel? No, don't eat the bagel. Don't eat another bagel. Can't eat 2 bagels in one day. That's just crazy talk. Oh, I do love bagels, though. I also like tea. Where are we with this tea? How much is left? Oh, we got a few deciliters remaining. Oh, that's good. Mm-mm. So delicious. Mmm. It's almost gone. Yummy. And here goes the last of it. Ah, no more tea. So now, it's time for me to make a new cup of tea. Who am I, you might ask? Well, although you probably already know, this is for the benefit of anybody listening for the first time. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Superdimension Fortress, public Unix access system, blah, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, I'm just filling up empty space, I gotta get out of here, I'm out, gone, bye.
This is the end of the line for me, the end of the line.